When we look at managing anxiety, I think that it's important to understand the human mind and how it works. The human mind is hugely complex. There is still so much that we have to understand about how it works, and we have made huge strides in our understanding in recent years. What we do understand is the fight or flight response, or more correctly, the fight, flight, or freeze response. Response is hardwired into the oldest part of our brains and is designed to kick in when we are threatened with risk to life and limb. It allows us to respond instantly without conscious thought to a situation of immediate danger. And if we ignore the hardwired response, our bodies respond with even louder messages. And I'm sure you're all aware of how the stress chemicals feel when they're really pumping through our system. And for those of you who've read The Chimp Paradox, you will know just how insistent the chimp can be. The fight, flight, freeze response is just a part of our unconscious mind, an unconscious mind which can handle huge chunks of information, which allows us to perform so many independent actions seemingly without thinking, which stores and orders our memories, which manages our emotions, which controls our bodies, which keeps us safe. Compare that to the limitations of the conscious mind, where we can only process 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information at any one time. It's where we do our logical, and to be honest, our illogical thinking. It's where we process memories which we pull from our unconscious mind. It's how we can share our memories and thought processing in our conscious mind. It's the reason we find learning a new skill a little overwhelming, if we can only take in limited amounts of information at any one time. And in the context of anxiety, it's the reason that once the anxiety starts, it can be so challenging to regain control. As we fill our conscious mind with negative self-talk and a conscious awareness of how the anxiety is making us feel. However, by understanding the limited capacity of the conscious mind, we can learn to use this to our advantage, to take back control and move into a world where we are managing our anxiety.